From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the world capital of country music, it's your Grand Ole Opry starring the singing ranger, Hank Snow.
Hawaii is calling.
When I hear the rhythm of the hula round, in the South Pacific where the train winds blow, they thought that the hula was a little bit slow, so they stepped it up with a go, 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 and that's when they got that rock and roll. In the South Pacific, now they're gadding with it on the beach in Waikiki, and it's a lula when they try the hula with the rock and rollin' beat. Rockin' and a-rollin' in Waikiki, rockin' and a-rollin' in Waikiki, rockin' and a-rollin' in Waikiki, rockin' and a-rollin' in Waikiki. Don't stop, just let her rock. Back when the trade winds blow to the land of the hula where they never get old, and the goony birds dance with a go, 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 when the natives join in with the rock and roll. With me it's a riddle how to break in the middle and yet stay on the beat, but I want to sway with them when I hear the rhythm of the rock and hula beat. Rockin' and a rollin' in Waikiki, rockin' and a rollin' in Waikiki, rockin' and a rollin' in Waikiki, rockin' and a rollin' in Waikiki. Don't stop, just let her rock. Thank you, friends and neighbors, and a great big howdy to all our neighbors of the Grand Ole Opry. Grant, tell the folks who's on hand tonight.
I'll be glad to, Hank, because there's a real all-star Opry lineup tonight with Rod Brasfield, Cousin Minnie Pearl, Chet Atkins, String Bean, and the entire Opry gang.
And just to be sure you heard plenty of good country music, we invited over a friend of yours and ours, the Decca record star, Red Savine. You know, friends and neighbors, that Red will be here in a minute, but, your funny bone is really going to have a chance tonight, because right now, for instance, we're making room for the number one fella in the entire world as far as being funny is concerned. He's Hohenwald's pride and joy, Rod Presley.
Closest thing to music. Howdy, Mr. Snow.
Howdy, Roddy. How you
good
doing?
To see you.
Good to see you.
Let it snow. Let it snow. I wished it would. Gosh, it's hot tonight.
It
ain't
sure
it?
Is. Yes, sir.
I'm just talking to a friend of mine out there, Hank. He's been in the Army and just got discharged and sent home. Oh, boy, from Hohenwald. He's still in uniform.
That
made me think of my days when I was in the Army, boy.
I didn't know you was in the service.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, Flitter, Hank, I was knee-deep in it, boy.
Was you?
Yeah, man, I was a foot soldier. I was in the infantry.
Infantry?
Yeah.
Well, now, wait a minute. What rank were you?
How's that?
I say, what rank?
Oh,
were
I was
you?
Just about as rank as any of them, I guess. No. In fact, you can smell me from here to Hohenwald.
Wait a minute. Now, wait a minute, Rodley. I mean, was you a sergeant or a lieutenant or what?
I see what you mean, Sergeant Luton. No, I come out of the Army just like I went in, Hank.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I had a pair of deer antlers sewed on my cap up here. I wanted everybody in the world to know I was a buck private.
That's a good way to let them know,
yeah,
isn't it? Well, tell me, come here.
That's the way I went in.
Were you,
were
you ever in any big battles?
Big battles?
Yeah.
Oh, Hank, I'll never forget the day we landed at Okinawa.
Okinawa?
Oh, there we was, see? There we was at Okinawa, charging up this hill, see?
Yeah, yeah.
We was charging up this hill.
Up the hill.
Yeah. And yeah. I was right where the bullets was the thickest.
Oh, you were? Where was that?
Underneath the ammunition wagon.
That's a good
All question. Of a sudden, this lieutenant says, fire at will.
Fire at will.
Well, I didn't know who Will was, so I didn't shoot, see? All of a sudden, the bullets got so thick, I decided I'd retreat.
Retreat, huh?
I went running down that hill so fast my hip pockets are dipping sand, see? And this there lieutenant, he caught me right in the bottom of the hill there, see?
Yeah, on the bottom of the
hill. Yeah, and he turned me around, and he said, "What's the matter with you, soldier? Yeah. Ain't you a red-blooded American?
Yeah.
Ain't you got red blood in your veins?"
Yeah, red blood.
I said, "Yes, sir, but I don't see none of it." He turned me around, I started back up that hill, and that's when I run into the enemy.
You run into the enemy?
Run into about 9 Germans there, see?
Oh, now, do it. Just a minute, Rod.
Hey,
wait a minute. What do you mean, Germans? I thought you were on Okinawa.
That's what I said, there on Okinawa. See, I run into about 9 Germans.
Well, now, wait.
Got my bayonet, and I fixed it on my... Huh?
Germans, Okinawa.
Yeah, well, you see, the infantry had to do some tall marching in them days, boy. I fixed my bayonet, and I run into this German there, and I just took that bayonet, and I just whacked his right arm off.
Whacked his right arm off.
Yeah, I did. And then I whacked his left arm off.
Whacked his left arm off.
And I whacked his right leg off.
Whacked his right leg off. And
whacked his left leg off.
Whacked. Why didn't you whack off his head?
Somebody else had done that.
Well, things are really humming here at the Opry tonight, aren't they, Hank?
You bet, Grand. Sort of reminds me of the activity you see at those counters where they sell Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
Well, they really do sell a lot of PA. In fact, Prince Albert is America's largest selling smoking tobacco. You see, pipe smokers know that PA is tobacco as nature meant tobacco to be. And then PA's own special process holds and heightens the rich, natural flavor of this choice, mellow, ripe tobacco. So pipe full after pipe full, you enjoy mild, tasty smoking.
What's more, PA is crimp cut, so it packs neat and firm, smokes smooth and long burning. It's the last word for cool, comfortable smoking pleasure.
Yes, sir, Hank, you're right about that. For pipe or making cigarettes, Prince Albert is taste tested and approved by more smokers than any other smoking tobacco. Now, taste test PA yourself. Ask for Prince Albert, the National Joy Smoke.
Now let's have a great big Grand Ole Opry welcome for one of our Opry favorites, Red Savine. Now, Red, it's really an extreme pleasure to have you here on the show with us. And say, give us a little account of yourself. What have you been doing, making some personal appearances, some records and so forth?
That's right, Hank. We've been making some personal appearances, especially this summer playing parks. Fact is, the boys and I are going to Buck Lake Ranch up in Angolia tomorrow.
Good. Now then, let us in on the recording end of it.
Well, we just made a recording session the other day, and we'll have a new release out in about 3 weeks. But right now, let's try this latest one here called Hold Everything Till I Get Home.
That's a good one.
Hold everything till I come home, no matter how long I'm gone. Be tempted by the money and booze. Nobody's gonna fill my shoes. When I get back, I won't even knock, cause the same old key fits the same old lock. Hold everything till I come home, no matter how long I'm gone. Hold everything till I come home, no matter how long I'm gone. Don't try to sell our little old shack, just keep it till I get back. Just keep everything in apple shape. If you feel too frisky, just put on the brakes. Hold everything till I come home, no matter how long I'm gone. Hold everything till I come home, no matter how long I'm gone. Just meet them at the door with the 44 and tell them I might get sore. If they ask for a date, just show them the gate. And if they don't like it, tell them they're too late. Hold everything till I come home, no matter how long I'm gone. Hold everything, I'm coming home, no matter how far I roam. When I return, we're gonna be alone. We'll forget I've ever been gone. When I get back, if you've been sweet, we won't even have much time to eat. Hold everything till I come home, no matter how long I'm gone.
And now let's all
grab our partners and join the Grand Ole Opry Square Dancers as they cut a caper to Fire in the Mountain.
Neighbors, those few notes of music remind us it's time now for our sacred song this Saturday night. And this time, we'd like to do The Last Mile of the Way.
If I walk in the pathway of duty, if I work till the close of the day, I shall see the great King in His beauty when I've gone the last mile of the way. When I've gone the last mile of the way, I will rest at the close of the day. And I know there are joys that await me when I've gone the last mile of the way. When I've gone the last mile of the way, I will rest at the close of the day, and I know there are joys that await me when I've gone the last mile of the way.
Thanks, folks. Thanks a lot. Well, here comes a friend of ours with something mighty important on his mind.
Say, Hank, here's a highfalutin statement that makes a lot of sense. Consistency, thou art a jewel.
Sure does make sense, Grant. I don't like things that are good one time and not so good the next.
Right there, you have one reason why so many men roll up Prince Albert and they're making cigarettes. They know that every cigarette is going to give them natural tobacco taste. You see, P.A. is tobacco as nature meant tobacco to be. And P.A.'s own process holds and heightens the wonderful flavor of this tobacco.
Yes, sir, and Prince Albert is crimp cut to roll easy. It won't blow around or dribble out the ends.
So roll your next making cigarette with Prince Albert in an OCB paper. See why it's taste-tested and approved by more smokers than any other smoking tobacco.
It's the natural taste, and that's the test, that proves Prince Albert is naturally best. So easy rolling, Mormons say, give me mild and mellow P.A.
Time now for some of the best doggone guitar picking you ever did hear, and that means a tune from our good friend Chet Atkins as he plays Cecilia.
Thank you.
Well, sir, as far as I'm concerned, now comes one of the really high spots of any Grand Ole Opry Saturday night. I'm saying it's time to say hello to our gal Saturday, the gossip of Grinder Switch herself, Cousin Minnie Purr!
Howdy! I'm just a proud speaker. Well, I just wished all y'all could have been with us last night at Grinder Switch. We had a show at the schoolhouse, and we had a magician in feller, and he was doing all kinds of magic acts, and my feller has to come by for me in his car, and he drove me over there, and first thing he done when we got in the car, has he squeezed my hand in the car door. And you know, that magic and feller, he done more funny things. He was going around just pulling rabbits out of people's ears and out of their pockets and everything. And he got hold of my brother, and he just pulled more funny things out of my brother's hair. He just pulled a nest of sparrows and some pigeon eggs, and he pulled the funniest looking little bird out of my brother's hair. Little bitty old bird. And that little old bird come out of brother's hair saying,
"Hi, dear Mindy."
Oh, right. I wish you'd stay out of my brother's hair.
I didn't know I did. Here,
well,
brother.
Brother, I wish you'd have been down there at the magic show last night at Grinder Switch. Why didn't you come over there?
Well, I wanted to come, Minnie Pearl, but I didn't have no money.
Oh, Rod, you told me you'd saved up some money. You said you had $5 saved up.
Well, I did. I'd been selling grit papers and chlorine salve all over Hornwall, and I had saved up $5, and then I just kissed it away.
Oh, got swindled, huh?
No, didn't get swindled. I went to one of these here bazaars, one of these charity bazaars.
Yeah.
And they, Minnie, they have the prettiest woman that you ever seen.
They did.
Selling kisses.
Yeah.
And I just kissed my $5 away.
Oh, shut up. Lovely. Well, you'd never find me selling my kisses.
Why? You think it's immoral?
No, I think it's impossible. I'll tell you.
No,
so.
I wouldn't change that.
Well, you'd come pretty near saying so, wouldn't you? Rodley, I don't have to worry, though. I've got my feller headed.
Oh, how is old head?
Oh, last night after the magic and show, well, we come on back home.
Yeah, you and Hedges.
And we were sitting on the double settee.
Yeah.
And just as close together.
Stop that, Minnie.
Oh.
Stop that, Minnie.
And, oh, while we were sitting there, well, I said, "Hedges, do you think of me always?" He said, "Well, not always. Sometimes I have to think about feeding the hogs." Oh, he's so romantical. I'll tell you right now.
You're just backhanded.
Well, listen. Let me tell you what he said last night. He said, "Minnie Pearl." See, that's my name.
That's what they call
me. Yes. He says, "Minnie Pearl, I'm going to kiss you tonight or die trying."
Sure,
you ain't saw his name in no death notices, have you? Bye now. See you next time.
Yes, sir. We always enjoy a visit with Minnie Pearl. And personally, I always enjoy a good country song from our good friend, Red Savine. How about it, Red?
Come on out here, boy.
I know after the real fine job you've done on that first song, I know that you must have another good one tucked away somewhere, Red.
Well, we do have, Hank. We'd like to do one that we have on record. It's kind of a recitation and song about the little girl, Little Rosa. Little Rosa was her name, and still I cry in vain. My world won't be the same since she's gone from me. I had gone to visit the grave of a friend of mine, and as I walked through the graveyard, I noticed this man kneeling down by the grave of a child. And in his hand, he held a big red rose, and tears were streaming down his cheeks. I walked over and laid a hand on his shoulder and started to talk to him. And during the course of our conversation, and in his broken English, this is the story just as he told it to me. He said, "Mister, I'm walking down the street at the day, and I pass by a big flower shop. I walk in and I ask the man in the shop, I say, 'Boss, how much for one red rose?' And he looked at me with one a big frown and he said, 1 dollar, please." But then by, a swell-dressed blondie young lady walk in. She says, how much are for one red rose? And he looked at her with one big smile, and he says, 10 cents. And I said, boss, how come you charging me $1 for the rose, and you charge the young lady only 10 cents? And he says, look, mister, you tell me why you want the rose, and maybe I'll give it to you for not. And I said, boss, I'm a hard-working man, working the railroad and only make $3 a day. And I got a little girl, and her name is Rosa. Rosa's just about this high, boss. Every day when I come home from work, a little Rosa come running to meet her papa. She throw her little arms around my neck and say, Papa. I say, Rosa. But the one day, boss, I come home from work and I don't see Rosa. I look down by the railroad track and I see one of the bigger crowd. I go down and I push the crowd this way and I push the crowd that way. And there, boss, hit my feet, lay my little Rosa. And that's why I want the Rosa, boss. I want to put him on a little Rosa's grave. The man, he don't say a knot, but he picked the biggest and reddest rose, and he give it to me. And I say, thank you, boss. Thank you very much. And though she's gone, you see, she's still the world to me. To me, she'll always be that little girl of mine.
Well, you might say it's relaxing time at the Grand Ole Opry, because here comes an easygoing country singing boy who's in no rush at all. It's the long, tall drink of water by the name of String Bean and playing Uncle Pen.
All the people would come from miles away, dance all night to the break of day. When the caller would holler, do see do and yup, and was ready to go. Oh, late in the evening, about sundown, high on a hill and above the town, up and pray to the Lord, how did it ring? You could hear it talk, you could hear it sing. Played an old tune called Soldier Joy, and then the one the Boston boy with the greatest soul, with General Lynn to me, that perfect him again. Oh, late in the evening, about sundown, high on a hill and above the town, up in Peter Fiddle, Lord, how did it ring? You could hear it talk, you could hear it sing. Lord, I feel so unnecessary. I'll never forget that mournful day when Uncle Pen was called away. They hung up his fiddle, they hung up his bow, and it was time for him to go. Oh, late in the evening, about sundown, high on a hill and above a town, up a pen paid a fiddle, Lord, how did it ring? You could hear it talk, you could hear it sing.
And that, friends and neighbors, brings us around to another song. This time I'd like to do one side of our new Victor record. It's the ballad side. We kind of hope that you like it. It's called Conscience, I'm Guilty.
Oh, conscience, I'm guilty, I'm guilty again. Now I'm driving home slowly, my spirit's hollow. I've cheated on her again, and why, I'll never know. I hope I don't look too guilty when she lets me in. Oh, conscience, don't ever let me do that again. Oh, conscience, I'm guilty, and I must confess, when I kissed her, I knew I loved the other one best. I was out with an old flame whose heart meant to win. Oh, conscience, don't ever let me do that again.
Mm-hmm.
other one best. I was out with an old flame whose heart mended to win. Oh, conscience, don't ever let me do that again.
Had a fine time visiting with you tonight, and we hope you enjoyed your stay at the Grand Ole Opry. Next week, be on hand, because we'll come calling for you in the old buckboard. And in the driver's seat next week, Carl Smith. And Carl's bringing along our good friend Johnny Cash. Till then, this is Hank Snow saying thanks for everything, and we'll be seeing you next Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry.
Have you tried the all-new king-size Cavalier cigarettes?
They taste great.
Yes, that's the big news, the exciting news about new, all-new king-size Cavalier cigarettes. Look for the all-new Cavalier today in the smart new pack in red, white, and gold. Start enjoying the wonderful new blend of Cavalier tobaccos that gives you the king-size smoke with the king-size taste.
Just light up and draw that naturally rich flavor through the cooling extra length of Cavalier's top crop tobaccos. Ah, the flavor's all there, so smooth, so full, so natural tasting.
Today, discover the extra smoking pleasure Cavalier's new blend brings you. Enjoy Cavalier's fresh, rich tobacco taste. Smoke after smoke.
Taste great, a great smoke. That's great new Cavalier. Today's the day for you to win new enjoyment with the wonderful and different all-new Cavalier cigarettes. It's the king-size smoke with the king-size taste.
This program was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the new NBC radio service.